The Oscars are in just a little over 2 weeks, so it's time for our annual tradition, a run through the best original song nominees. And helping us with that today is John Burlingame, who writes about film music for Variety and teaches at the University of Southern California. He's at the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California. John, welcome back.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. And listen, before we get to the music, I want to ask you, if there are some characteristics of a best original song that have emerged over the many years of the Academy Awards?
One of the things I think that appeals to Academy voters is the idea that the song not only has to speak to the subject of the movie itself, but somehow take on a grander, perhaps more universal qualities. And I think that that's often the case with many of the nominations, and it's certainly the case with at least a couple of them in this group.
Well, let's start to dig through some of the nominees from this year. We shouldn't be surprised, I guess, that there are two from Barbie, which of course was the mega hit of the summer. And this first one is What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish.
I used to float, now I just fall down. I used to know, but I'm not sure now what I was made for. What was I made for?
Written by Billie Eilish and her brother, Phineas. They already have an Oscar for their James Bond theme, No Time to Die. And John, we see that if this song wins, Billie Eilish, at 22 years old, would be the youngest two-time Oscar winner ever.
And maybe she deserves it, too. You know, this song brings a kind of depth of emotion to Barbie, perhaps a seriousness in a way that was sort of unexpected given all the sort of smart comedy that comes before it, because it's fairly late in the film when you hear this. And it's already won the Golden Globe and two Grammys, including Song of the Year.
She's going to have some competition from her own film, though. This song is I'm Just Ken, sung by Ryan Gosling and written by Mark Ronson and Andrew Wyatt.
All my life been so polite, but I'll sleep alone tonight. 'Cause I'm just Ken, anywhere else I'd be a 10. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blonde fragility? Where I see love, she sees a friend. What will it take for her to see the man behind the tan and fight for me?
This is such a fun song, and that fight scene on the beach from the Barbie movie is really unlike anything I've ever seen. Does the fact that it's, you know, so playful, I mean, does that help its chances to win?
Well, the fact that you actually see the song being performed on camera is often a big help, because that means that there's something directly related to what's going on in terms of the plot itself. But the issue with I'm Just Ken is that, number one, it's a comedic song, so it's not a sort of serious, emotional tune like the Billie Eilish one. And when you look at the streaming numbers, the Billie Eilish song has done over 600 million streams versus the 100 million streams for the Ken song. And when you take into account the fact that there are 10,000 Academy voters, sheer popularity sometimes does factor in.
Is comedy a no-go for the Academy?
I don't think there have been many comedic songs that have won. I'd have to go back and look through the records to see that, but I can't think of one offhand. And, you know, you'll remember that the Peaches song, which so many people loved from the Super Mario Brothers movie this year, didn't even make it to the nominations.
Right. Well, the reason I asked is because this next song we're going to hear is the polar opposite. Musician John Batiste is nominated for It Never Went Away. It's a song that he wrote with Dan Wilson from his documentary, American Symphony, where Batiste is tracking his wife's battle with cancer. Let's listen to a little bit of that song.
It never went away. Oh, the feeling's just the same. Every time I see your face, oh, it's never going away. Oh.
Oh, John, even if you didn't see the movie, that song is powerful enough to choke you up.
Oh, yeah. This is the only true love song in the batch. And in John's performance, it's definitely the most heartfelt. And if you've seen the film, then you realize that it's sort of contrasting Batiste's career high point with the really serious medical condition that his wife is facing back home before her leukemia. So, yeah, as you say, this is a powerful tune. I interviewed Batiste, and he called it an aspirational lullaby, which I thought was a really interesting phrase. And it's certainly very moving in the scene where he plays it live before an audience.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people were shocked that American Symphony didn't get a nomination for Best Documentary. I'm just thinking, if it was snubbed in one category, might Batiste be honored in this one?
Well, you make a very good point there, Peter, because very often the music categories are utilized as consolation prizes for things that aren't going to win in any other category. I suppose that sounds awfully cynical on my part, but yes, you're quite right. There were a lot of raised eyebrows about the fact that American Symphony was not nominated in the documentary category.
Well, another nominee is from Killers of the Flower Moon, about the Osage Nation in the early 20th century. This song is called Wajaje, a song for my people. It's written by Scott George and performed by Osage tribal singers. Let's listen to a little bit now. Scott George is making history here. This is the first time a Native American artist has been nominated for Best Song.
Yes, that's exactly right. And the lyrics in Osage mean to get up, to stand up, to be proud, to be recognized. And I think that's exactly what the Academy did here. And by honoring a song that you actually see performed at the very end of Killers of the Flower Moon, it's in a way, I think, an acknowledgement of the pain felt by the Osage people for the crimes that are depicted in the film, and it's a kind of acknowledgement of Native American music generally, which has never happened before at the Academy Awards.
Do you think it has a shot?
No, I don't. But I think that, you know, sometimes the nomination is the win. And the fact that this was acknowledged over a lot of other major, you know, figures in the music community, people like Olivia Rodrigo and Lenny Kravitz, I think that acknowledgement is noteworthy.
Finally, John, it's tough to do one of these segments every year without mentioning the name Diane Warren. She has 15 nominations for Best Original Song, and she hasn't yet won. This is her latest, The Fire Inside, performed by Becky G. Nothing can hold you back. No one can kill you. This song is from Flamin' Hot. It's a movie about the invention of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, which my kids would love. what's it going to take for this to be Diane Warren's year?
I don't know. I'm not sure this is Diane's year again. You're right. She's been nominated 15 times over the last, get this, 36 years. And she's never won a competitive award. However, in 2022, the Board of Governors voted her an honorary Oscar, so she does have the shiny gold object on her mantelpiece. And that may be a factor in people not voting for Diane this year, because she already has one. The other thing is, you know, if you look at the top 200 movies of last year, Flamin' Hot didn't even make the top 200. So it becomes a factor that very few people actually saw the film itself.
The trailer looked good, I'll say that. In a word, who's your favorite here to win?
I have to say it's the Billie Eilish song. And it is, perhaps, we were talking a moment ago about the importance of a song being right for the picture, but also finding some kind of grander, more universal feeling that appeals to listeners. And I think that the Eilish song certainly qualifies on that score.
You know, anytime you talk about the Oscars and nominations, the subject of snubs comes up. We've already hinted at that a few times. Any song that you thought should be here this year that wasn't?
I was really disappointed that Lenny Kravitz's song from Rustin wasn't nominated. It was called Road to Freedom, and it's a real anthem that appears at the end of that movie, which was about the 1963 March on Washington for Civil Rights. It's one of the best things that Lenny Kravitz has ever done, and it was so right for that movie. So I have to admit that I was disappointed that that one didn't make the cut.
We will honor Lenny Kravitz here by going out in this segment with that song. John Burlingame writes for Variety and teaches film scoring at the University of Southern California. John, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Peter. Thank you.
The Academy Awards are on March 10th.